This is your host, Jeff Williams, saying thank you for listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue is Rachel Eckroth. From her album, The Garden, we're going to listen to Low-Hanging Fruit. We'll be right back.
tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Ana Luisa Ramos. She's got a new single out called Cielo Azul. Let's check it out.
Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where we support and play the artist of today. You can learn more about us and the artists that we are playing at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2.
Thank you.
Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
After many years of training, expectations, love, and dedication, Mel Breeze is sharing all of her thoughts and feelings that she kept hidden inside for years. With the release of her 9th album titled Animazonia, it was produced by Jimmy Haslip and Scott Kinsey. We'll take a listen to the classic, Masquerada.
Masquerada, sai da minha frente, que eu passo. O samba está animado, que quero ir sambar. Este samba que misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, samba como este talacan, você não vai querer. sai da minha frente, que quer passar? O samba está animado, que quero que samba. Este samba que misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto du. Mais que nada, samba como este tá legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. It is thanks to you that we can rise higher and reach further.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Some governments and nonprofits are suing fossil fuel companies for their role in causing climate change. But is it possible to directly connect the actions of individual fossil fuel companies to the damages caused by global warming? Chris Callahan of Indiana University says yes. He and a Dartmouth College scientist recently used climate models to link emissions data from major fossil fuel companies to the increase in extreme heat events around the world. Then they connected those increases to economic losses from harms like lower crop yields and reduced worker productivity.
We showed that major fossil fuel firms like ExxonMobil, Chevron, Saudi Aramco, Gazprom can be linked to billions or even trillions of dollars in economic losses around the world from rising extreme heat over the last 30 years.
But Callahan says the most important takeaway from this research is not any specific number. It's the implication for climate liability lawsuits.
It is no longer sufficient for a company to simply say, we're one of many emitters and it's not clear what impacts we've caused, so you can't hold us liable. In fact, we can show what impacts have been caused by an individual emitter, and we believe that message will be important in these cases.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.